Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gerke. Again, just gonna pop in and out of here for today. Just give you guys the picks and then I'll be out. Don't forget, for my NFL fans, the draft, the 2024 NFL draft, which will be in Detroit, by the way, will be tomorrow. So I'll just give you my thoughts on who will be the number one pick. Although it's obvious as to who the Bears took. Just go on to ESPN right now and go into the NFL section. And Ryan Pace will, you know, the GM of the Bears, will tell you, hey, we know who we're going to take. They're just not going to tell the media. So, you know what? I'll start with that. As far as the draft goes, yes, I'm not going to do a show on it tomorrow, but I will recap it for you guys on Friday, because who knows, maybe there'll be some strange trades, you know, draft day style type trades, you know, if you've seen that movie. There might be something like that. I don't see it for Caleb Williams. So the Bears might end up taking him. I wouldn't be surprised if the Commanders go either. I would be very surprised if they went with JJ, because I'm just not sold on JJ McCarthy. I'm not, actually, I'm more sold on him than I am if Drake May goes number two. I would, you know, there's just something about Drake May where I'm like, what does he do where you're like, wow. That dude will help us at least get to a playoff game if you're the Washington Commanders, who have not been to the playoffs since 2020. But, hey, let's just say he's going to be the guy. And then everybody else, you know, let's say a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, an edge rusher, a linebacker. If your team, you know, like Tampa might pick a corner. My Buccaneers might pick a corner in the draft because they got to replenish on the defensive side a little bit. It's like, well, okay. Let's just see what you are on the field. That's why I don't cover the draft. I did, again, like I said yesterday, I did it one time. And for the people that want to do a draft show, you know, I know Barstool will be doing that. You can go on Rumble and follow their page if you want that stuff. But you're not going to get it too much from me. I'm just going to give you, I just gave you the basic little spoon-fed one. And then I'll recap it on Friday as far as, holy, there's something weird going on here. But anything else, let's just get to the picks, and then I'm out of here for today. Again, we have three NHL games on today. We're going to start in that realm of it. Yeah, we'll just go with the NHL first to start. For the betting side of things, I don't think the NHL app does the over-under on theirs, but it is an even, and again, the betting app that the betting service that the NHL app uses is DraftKings, so I want to see if ESPN has it matched. Right now, it's at -110 for both, so I wonder if it's even all the way around, and then I'll give you guys the picks. I'll give you the rest of them, because there's only three games on in the NHL today. So, see, so Toronto's at -115, so they're back at home. Let's check the goal. Let's check the over-under. The over-under is at 5.5. I'm going to go with the under. I'm going to go with the Bruins winning 2-1. I would not be surprised if Ullmark is in goal for game three. I think he got the start in game two. Yeah, Matthias Ullmark, I think he got the start in game two. But I think Jim Montgomery's going to keep flip-flopping the goalies again, so I think Slayman will get the start here. Let's go with the under. I'm going to go 3-1 Bruins, so the under at 3.5. I'll go at the under, which is set at 5.5, so I'll take the under, and I'll go with the -110 money line for either team. I'm going to go with Boston here. So Boston at -110 instead of Toronto at -110. So we'll go as far as that. Again, those odds courtesy of ESPN Bet. So I'm going to go Boston 3-1. That's going to cover the under. Let's go Golden Knights to Dallas right now. Dallas is at minus 170 on the money line. Over under on this one, 5.5 as well. I think I'm going to take the over for this one. I'm going to go 4-2. It'll be a late empty netter for the Golden Knights, and they'll have a 2-0 series lead. I'm going to go 4-2 with the Golden Knights over the Stars. That will cover the over for that game. And then the line would be Vegas at plus 145. So that's your money line there as well. And then for the third game of the night, we go into Edmonton for the Kings and the Oilers. Game 2. Expect a big bounce back game from the Kings. I'm going to go with the third road team. I'm taking all the road teams in this game. Over under for this one is at 6.5. Take the over. I know that does not fit the Kings' style. They need this low scoring. They need it defensive-minded. But the way McDavid has already started off, he had a 5-point performance in Game 1. I do think the Oilers will get something from number 97. He might give you 2 points, a goal, an assist. Draisaitl will be the one with the goal. But as far as the over-under, I'm going to go with the over. It'll go 5-2. It'll be an empty netter late for LA. 5-2, Kings over the Oilers, and that series will be even at a game apiece. So again, take the Bruins, take the Golden Knights, and take the Kings. I am taking all of the road teams for today. In the NBA, let's jump you guys into your games. Only 2 games today. Point spreads, again, courtesy of ESPN Bet. I'm going to go with Boston -14.5 over the Heat, and I will take the Thunder -7.5 over the Pelicans, although I would not be surprised if the Pelicans win this game. So I'm going to go with the home teams for this one, and I will definitely go with Boston at -14.5. The one with Oklahoma City at -7.5, maybe they'll play better in Game 2, but if this series is like the other one in the East with the Knicks and the Sixers, I would not be surprised if this game ends up a little closer. So, again, take it with a grain of salt if you're going to go -7.5 with OKC, but that's where that sits for today. So, again, NHL teams, I'm taking all the road teams for today, and then for the NBA playoffs, I'm taking the home teams for the 2 games in that one. So for baseball, let's go ahead and get you guys going. A lot of the 4 o'clock games are underway now. The Red Sox and Guardians up 2-0 for the Sox. That game's in the 4th. That one is off the board, so straight up, I'm going to take the Red Sox to hold on. It is hard to come back from 2 runs. The Guardians have a potential. They've got the pitching to match. They do have the best record in the American League, but I'm just not sold. Brewers, Pirates, I'm going to go with the Brewers. That game is scoreless, bottom of the 2nd. So straight up wise, I am taking the Brewers. Phillies, Reds, I'm taking the Phillies. Not just because they're up 1-0, but because I do believe Philly is the better team. So I will go Phillies over the Reds. Dodgers looking to at least get some momentum out of their season. Now, don't get me wrong, I still believe they'll have over 100 games. I still believe it. It's just taking a while to get everybody acclimated and everybody used to each other. Dodgers beating the Nationals 1-0. I'm going to go with the Dodgers there. And the Tigers beating the Rays at 1-0. I think that is a wrap-up of the series. So I'll go Tigers over the Rays 1. I will hold on with the Tigers and the Rays. That one is at 1-0. The games that got completed, the Cardinals beat the D-backs 5-1, Mets beat the Giants 8-2, and the Orioles beat the Angels 6-5. So of the games that have not yet been played, I'm staying away from the Yankees with this one. Let's see if they're even going to get this game going. Yeah, they have the line right now at -230. Joe Boyle is going for the A's. 7.23. Clark Schmidt has a 2.15 ERA. I will apply my ERA theory to this one. So go with the Yankees minus 230 and take the under. Again, yes, the Yankees won last night, but all four of those runs came in the first inning. Three of those runs came off of an Anthony Rizzo home run. But after that, the Yankees couldn't get a run in for the rest of that game. And the pitching had to hold on, and they did do their part like they've done for most of this season. So again, I'm going to go with the Yankees over the A's. And since the game officially started, the money line is off. I think it was minus 230. No, it was. It was minus 230. And then take the under for the over-under because it was set at 8.5. So there's your pick with that one. Let's see. And it just got started, too. So that's why that's gone. Game number two, we're going to jump down into Denver for the Padres and Rockies, an NL West divisional matchup. Let's see. San Diego's at minus 145 on the money line. Matt Waldron taking the hill for the Padres. In Coors Field, I would not be surprised. Take the over. It's set at a very high number at 10.5. I would not be surprised if the Padres win this game 7-4. So take the over at 7.5. And the money line for the Padres at minus 145. So that's game number two. And then game number three, we're going to jump into Chicago with this one. Astros and Cubs. Let's go. Let's see who's going for the Astros. Spencer and Jannetty. Huh. And then Jameson Taillon. You know what? I've always respected Jameson Taillon as a starter. Let's see where his ERA is. Yeah, it's a 180. That's actually not bad. Okay, so go with the Cubs at minus 105. Go with the under at 7.5. The over-under is set at 7.5. Take the under. And the money line is at minus 105. I would not be surprised. I will go 3-2. Yes, that's a 5. So I'll go 3-2 for the Cubs over the Astros. Those are your winners today. Again, your three winners. Yankees, Cubs, and the Padres. Those are your winners today in Major League Baseball. And again, for my draft preview, for the quarterbacks, the top two will be Caleb Williams and J.J. McCarthy. Maybe top three, it'll go either Drake May or Michael Penix. I've been shouting Michael Penix as a top guy. Top round pick, basically since last season. I've been on his bandwagon. I would not be surprised. Whoever takes him, you got to build around him. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes number three. But otherwise, that's your draft preview. I'll be back on Friday to recap it. But until then, I am out. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out. And I will see you guys on Friday. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Audit Podcast. You can also listen to this show on Spotify, Spotify, YouTube Music. I almost said Google. Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple if you know the trick, Deezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well. Or anywhere else you get this podcast. You can watch this show on Rumble.com. Or download the Rumble app in the Google Play or Apple App Store. Once you do that, search for the username AD Gerke. That's AD, G as in girl, EHRKE. Again, that's AD, G as in girl, EHRKE on Rumble. Please make sure that search is set to channels, not videos. Click subscribe and you'll have every single episode of this lovely show, which is at episode number 699. With that, don't forget to like, comment, and share so we can sneak up the algorithms. Speaking of algorithms, you can follow this show on social media through the Facebook page, which is the Austin's Audit Podcast, the Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag the Austin's Audit Podcast, and either you can follow me on X for post-episode interaction, which is Hashtag Austin, or not hashtag, at Austin underscore Gerke on X. Again, that's at Austin underscore Gerke on X for post-episode interaction. Or, there's two other ways. You can either follow my personal Instagram, which is at Austi Spamanti. That's AustiSpamanti on Instagram. Or you can follow my personal Snapchat, which is AustinGerke14. That is Austin Gerke and my favorite number, 14. But otherwise, thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out, and I'll see you guys Friday.